This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 1. Oh, be careful, little eyes. Our reading comes from Proverbs chapter 3 and Mark chapter 8. Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Parents' eyes light up when their little ones sing at a school or church program. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. They're proud of their children, and why not? But who has had more opportunity to see what their eyes should not look at, or go to where their feet should not take them, the children or the parents? According to the Bible, the problem with our eyes began long ago, with our parents, in the Garden of Eden. Eve saw the forbidden fruit, desired it, ate it, and gave some to Adam, who also ate. Seeing, desiring, and taking what is forbidden is now natural for Adam and Eve's descendants. Who of us doesn't strain to see and touch what is prohibited? The book of Proverbs says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." The book of Judges tells us, "In those days there was no king in Israel. All the people did what was right in their own eyes." And in story after story in Judges we read, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. When we think about the children's song, "Oh, be careful, little eyes," let's also think about where our own eyes take us. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, that you look on us through Jesus Christ. Help us and our little ones to see and do what's right in your eyes. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.